I like biology first.
I know, it's better at the beginning of it.
Ah, yes. Sixth period. The waiting game. How long until you get to go home? Your eyes have been fixated on the clock for so long that it feels like the numbers are starting to turn to mush. Finally, freedom at last. Bag in hand, you grab your bag and you make your escape. Out the door, into the hall, and you're already thinking about where is the group going to hang out after school? Popeyes? 7-Eleven? I got it. Five Guys. But before you can enjoy the rest of your day, you hear your name called over the announcement speakers. Great. A trip to the principal's office. It's fine. It's fine. You know you haven't done anything wrong. Worst case scenario is probably just going to be a stern talking to about being late for PE once or twice, or, God forbid, you may have exposed your shoulders. But no. That's not what this meeting is like at all. The principal is waiting in his office with school security. And without a word, you're escorted off the premises and told you're expelled. The principal refuses to tell you why and tells your parents it's because he can. This just isn't right. They should tell you why you're being punished and explain why the punishment fits the crime. Now, go ahead and replace principal with homeland security and office with detention center. That's life without habeas corpus, the 800-year-old right that has stopped governments from disappearing you and other people around you. Welcome back to Slugcast, UCSC's podcast put on by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. I'm your host, Z, and I'm coming back with another episode in our series, Lexi Slug, where we break down complex concepts that are interacting with our current events. According to uscourts.gov, habeas corpus is Latin, meaning you have the body. A writ of habeas corpus generally is a judicial order forcing law enforcement authorities to produce a prisoner they are holding and to justify the prisoner's continued confinement. Think of it as the right to not be disappeared. Cops arrest you, habeas corpus forces them to say why. The feds detain your neighbor, habeas corpus says they have to have that reviewed by a judge. No habeas corpus means poof, you're a ghost, you're disappeared, no charges, no trial, just concrete and silence. It's not a get out of jail free card, by the way. It's more of a make them show your homework card, which you would think is actually a little bit mandatory. The suspension of habeas corpus always follows the exact same script. Step 1, declare a crisis, rebellion, invasion, get creative. Step 2, target the vulnerable. For example, in 1942, when Japanese Americans were imprisoned in concentration camps after our government decided to suspend habeas corpus because of quote-unquote war times. Step 3, expand the net. The Constitution only allows suspension during rebellion or invasion, yet historically it has been suspended outside of this, and it usually targets immigrants and activists. Without habeas corpus, there is no guarantee that any of your rights will be protected. But I can't stress this enough, do not let the fear get to you. A world in which we all fear being disappeared is not only where one in which those in powers win, but also it means that we are not going to be effective in creating the societal change that we desperately need. Reach out to your resources and engage with your communities. I'll catch you in the next episode, and in the meantime, try walking on grass barefoot. Apparently, it's called grounding.